Happy Friday, everyone, and welcome to week 12 of the college football season. It's upon us. We're at yet another week, and in 2 weeks, three for some conferences, we will be done with the regular season in our favorite sport. It's hard to believe we're already there, man. We have, in the SEC, we have 2 weeks remaining after the conclusion of this one. And of course, the SEC championship game will be played the next week, along with championship games from other conferences. There are some good matchups this week, and we'll talk about them. I'll predict the games here. The end of the program, all the big matchups between ranked teams. Not a whole lot happening in the SEC this week. Auburn, big game in Auburn, number 25 Georgia and number 7 Auburn. That game's 2:30 on CBS. Number 1 Alabama, after last week's victory over LSU, takes to the road this week to go to Mississippi State. Will the Tide have any trouble there? Doubtful. Stanford is on the road at USC in games around the nation. Michigan State at Nebraska. Fairly blasé week, as a lot of college football weekends have been. It's amazing. Some weeks you get all the big matchups. Last week we had Stanford and Oregon, Baylor, Oklahoma, and Alabama and LSU in the same weekend. And some weeks you get not much at all. And this week appears to be one of those. Big story this week, of course, has been around Jameis Winston, the outstanding Florida State quarterback leading the Seminoles to an undefeated season so far and a very high contender for the Heisman Trophy. Well, Wednesday it was reported by TMZ that Winston was Heisman frontrunner Jameis Winston is under investigation for sexual assault that allegedly occurred last December. So this is an allegation that has been that was made last December, and as the case was nothing was resolved in the case, and it's still, quote-unquote, an open case today. It was turned over to the state attorney's office this week as well. TMZ learned about it. I guess some people wonder how TMZ came to learn of this information. Is there anything to it? And so far, the allegation is there, but there has been no corroborating evidence. Now, I will say Jameis Winston has not denied it, but that is probably on the advice of counsel, but there has been nothing further to this story. TMZ says their sources say that there's a cover-up, and their sources say that it happened, and by Florida State rules, if he is charged with a felony sexual assault, he will be benched. That is a Florida State rule, but nothing has happened as far as a charge coming forward. We know that the state attorney's office is investigating it, but that's all we know at this point. Seems to be that Jameis Winston is, for the moment, looking okay, but these things can change, and we've seen allegations go to very serious levels before, whether it's, and of course, this is a much more serious incident than pay for play or the autograph scandal that Johnny Manziel was involved in before the season. But nonetheless, it is right now just an allegation, and it doesn't seem to be at the moment derailing Florida State's chances, unless it is just too much of a distraction. But they're playing Syracuse this weekend. They're playing Syracuse at home. I don't think it's going to be that much of a distraction. Elsewise, there isn't much news. There really isn't in college football world. So we'll get right to the games this weekend. Number 3, Ohio State plays at Illinois. That game's at 11 on ESPN. I expect the Buckeyes to have no trouble there. I don't know what the line is for the game. I imagine it's quite large, and I imagine that they will cover it. Ohio State, after an early skid, they did not get off to the best of starts. They have done very well the last several weeks, starting with that demolishment of Penn State. Iowa State is at number 18, Oklahoma. Oklahoma's just kind of drifting right now. Nobody really knows where the Sooners will land at the end of the year, and will they have a quality record when it's all said and done? Well, this is a big game Saturday morning against Iowa State. Troy at Ole Miss should be another win for Hugh Freeze's team there. Kentucky and Vanderbilt. This game has always been the least important game in the SEC for years. Kentucky-Vanderbilt's always been the game that nobody cares about. Well, Vanderbilt has a chance this year to make it to a bowl game. And this would be obviously a game that they would have to win to keep that train moving. Tennessee as well, this Vanderbilt team right now is 2-4 in SEC play, 5-4 overall. So if they could get a win this week, they would be bowl eligible. If they could clinch one against Tennessee next week, they would have a winning record on the year, and that would be another year in a row now with a winning record. Quite amazing what James Franklin has done. And, of course, we know this is the first year in the history of the program that Vanderbilt has beaten Georgia and Florida in the same season. Syracuse, as I mentioned, plays at number 2 Florida State. I expect the Noles to win. I don't know if it'll be of epic proportions like other games have been. You just have to figure that at some point Florida State's not going to bring their A game, but we're still talking 2 to 3 touchdowns at the very least. Michigan State travels to Nebraska in a very interesting showdown. Last week, Nebraska escaped Ann Arbor and handed Michigan its first loss in the Big House in years. I think it dated all the way back to 2011, a quite impressive end of the game there. They get Michigan State at home, and Michigan State boasts the top defense in the Big Ten and the top defense statistically in a lot of categories in the nation, and that's the reason I think the Spartans will win this game. And can you just picture this for a moment? The Spartans lost 17-13 to Notre Dame in week 2 or 3 very early in the season. Had they not lost that game, they would be sitting at an undefeated clip very high in the BCS, and it would be Ohio State versus Michigan State. That would be a huge game and would provide a huge boost for the winner. So had Michigan State not slipped up in that game, the Big Ten might be pictured altogether differently. But Michigan State is not a contender, but it could be a spoiler as the Big Ten championship game approaches. Number 12 Oklahoma State is at number 24 Texas. This game's at 2:30 on Fox. Can Mack Brown's team continue to have its amazing run, continue to further its amazing run? It is now 6-0 in conference play, 7-2 overall. They're on a 7-game winning streak. An amazing turnaround for Texas, and they sit atop right now, well, tied for the top with Baylor of the Big 12 standings. But I just don't think they can pull it off this weekend. I know it's in Austin, and I'd like to pick the Longhorns, but I think Oklahoma State will have too much for them, even on the road. Give me Mike Gundy's team by about 10 or so. Utah plays at number 6, Oregon. Remember, this is the Utah team that beat Stanford. Yes, it was at Utah. But given how much Stanford, or by the margin Stanford drummed Oregon last week, still an amazing win by Utah, and they get Oregon in Eugene this weekend. This is at 3 o'clock on Fox Sports 1, and I think Oregon will take care of business. This will be a closer game than you probably would think. I think 10 to 2 touchdowns, 10 points to 14, will probably be where this one ends up. You have to think Oregon's kind of feeling sorry for itself right now, given that Stanford has the inside track to the Pac-12 championship game, and Oregon is going to have to rely on an at-large bid to even get in the BCS if Stanford does not slip up. Texas Tech versus Baylor in Dallas, 6 o'clock on Fox. A big game in the Big 12 as Texas Tech is 7-3 overall. They've slipped last 3 weeks. They have not played well, but a major opportunity to redeem themselves this weekend if they could pull off the big upset. They are no longer ranked, but if they could pull off the big upset in Dallas. This is going to be played at AT&T Stadium, otherwise known as Jerry World. I still think Baylor wins the game. It's hard for me to see Baylor being upended by anybody, but any game, as we know, any given Saturday, you can go down and you can have a play-your-C game, and a team like Texas Tech is very capable of exploiting Baylor. But the thing to me that has been so impressive about Baylor is not the fact that their offense is putting up unheard-of numbers. That's very impressive, yes. But their defense is ranked near the top in the country in most important in the most important categories, and that, to me, is amazing. So I think the Bears can get it done this weekend and continue rolling. Let's move on. Florida plays at number 10, South Carolina, as we bring it back to the SEC, and I think this will be an interesting game for South Carolina. How do they look? They've still got a scenario in which they could make it to the SEC championship game, and I'm going to run through those scenarios in just a moment. But they have to look good, and they have to, well, they don't have to look good, but they have to beat Florida. And this Florida team has heard for a week now about how it has lost to Vanderbilt at home for the first time in decades and decades. You got to wonder, if there isn't a little bit of motivation, the Florida players, it could be complete despair, and it could be that they've given up on the year, but you also have to wonder if there's a little bit of motivation. Let's go out and prove that we are not a laughingstock, that we can turn it around. And think about this. If Florida can win one of its last two games against ranked teams, South Carolina and Florida State, it will be six. It will reach six wins and be bowl eligible, because they will get the game against the other opponent. I believe it's the Citadel or a team along that line. So they will reach six wins if they can get a win over Florida State or South Carolina. Well, obviously, Florida State probably out of the question. So your best chance comes this weekend, 6 o'clock, ESPN2 tomorrow night against South Carolina. I think this is the chance for Florida. And South Carolina needs to be very careful, because this could be an extremely inspired Florida team. But given what Florida did to them last year in the Swamp, I still think South Carolina gets the win. But I think it's much closer by single digits, 6-7 points, South Carolina will escape. Alabama, of course, on the road against Mississippi State, 6:45 ESPN primetime. Crimson Tide should have no problem with the Bulldogs. Of course, there is the hangover effect thought, and with most teams that would probably come into effect, but Alabama seems to be playing on a different level. Now, they can prove me wrong tomorrow night and slop around and be in a very tight contest late with Mississippi State, but I would be surprised. I think Alabama will probably win that game. Stanford at USC. This game's at 7 o'clock ABC. The game day will be there in the morning. And a lot of people think Stanford, they have a shot at getting back in the BCS. Of course, if one of the undefeateds lose, and particularly Alabama or Florida State, who jumps up to that next spot? Ohio State is third. Stanford sits ahead of Baylor, an undefeated Baylor right now at fourth. Could Stanford work its way back up into the national championship discussion? They definitely have the resume, but they also have a pretty poor loss in Utah. But I think USC will beat them tomorrow night. I like the way USC is playing right now. Coach Orgeron has turned that program completely around from what it was when Lane Kiffin was the head coach. And Stanford is coming off of a very emotional win against Oregon. Yes, they had 9 days to prepare for this game, but I still like USC at home. This is a sellout crowd, which has not happened this year at all for USC. I think they are very excited. There's a little bit of a swag back to this program. So give me USC. And now looking at the Georgia and Auburn game. This game's at 2:30 on CBS tomorrow, number 25 Georgia at Auburn. I think Georgia poses all kinds of trouble for Auburn, the likes of which they have not seen all year. Georgia's run defense is probably the best Auburn has faced all year, and Auburn has been incredible, to say the very least, running the football. They have the three running backs, Mason, Artis Payne, and Grant, who've been doing incredible work, and then, of course, Nick Marshall, the quarterback, who has also put up enormous numbers running the football. But I think Marshall's going to have to throw it this weekend, and, of course, against Alabama. You know he will. So this is going to be an interesting game to see how he develops with the pass. And you also know Georgia's getting some of its weapons back. I think Arthur Lynch, the tight end, is back. Conley, also Michael Bennett, the wide receiver. And, of course, Todd Gurley. It's an interesting question. Is Todd Gurley healthy? If he is healthy, I think that poses a serious threat to Auburn. Aaron Murray, of course, can distribute the ball with the best of them. So with all that being said, talking about how Georgia has a very good shot at winning this game, I still think Auburn wins. It's very difficult to go into the Jordan-Hare Stadium and come out with a win, and I don't think Georgia will be able to do it this weekend. So here are your SEC championship game scenarios. Of course, for the West, it's fairly simple. If Alabama wins out, they are in the championship game. If Auburn beats Georgia tomorrow, then it comes down to the Iron Bowl, and if Auburn wins, they are in the SEC championship game. If Auburn loses to Georgia tomorrow when Alabama meets Mississippi State, which, of course, most likely will, Alabama is in the SEC championship game by nightfall tomorrow night. That's if Auburn loses to Georgia. But if they don't, it will come down to the Iron Bowl. And, by the way, it'll be the first Iron Bowl ever since the SEC championship game was instituted in 1992. That would be for the SEC West title. So major stakes on the line in Auburn, perhaps, potentially, in a couple of weeks, if Auburn can get past Georgia. Here is what happens in the SEC East, and here is what each team needs to accomplish. If Missouri wins out, they're in. They have the inside track. They control their destiny, so to speak. If they lose one game, they can still have Georgia beat Auburn and Kentucky and not have another conference loss. And Missouri will still get in this game because Missouri with a three-way tie with Florida and, well, Missouri with a two-way tie or a three-way tie gets in, because Missouri would have fewer interdivision losses because one of their losses would ostensibly come to Texas A&M or Ole Miss. Now, this is very confusing, but if you can bear with me, here it is. Georgia's shot is if they beat Auburn and Kentucky and they have Missouri lose to Texas A&M and Ole Miss. That's very improbable. First, they have to beat Auburn, which is going to be extremely difficult, and then, of course, they have to take care of business with Kentucky. That's doable. They have to have Missouri. I can see Missouri losing one of those games. I really can't see them losing both of those games, and that's what Georgia needs. For South Carolina to get in, they need to beat Florida, of course, and they need to have Auburn and or Kentucky beat Georgia. Well, their best shot is obviously going to be Auburn. So Florida will beat, they'll probably beat South Carolina, and most likely Auburn will beat Georgia if you go with the Auburn's favorite in the game. So then they need Missouri to lose one game. So South Carolina actually probably has the best shot of teams other than Missouri to get in the SEC championship game. But still, Missouri controls their destiny, and if they can take care of business against Ole Miss in Oxford and at home against Johnny Football, they will be in Atlanta against what will be Alabama, or if they do not beat Auburn and Auburn wins their games, Auburn. So it should be very interesting as we come to the close here. But it's another show on the I'm Jacob Bunn for this Friday, November 15th, 2013. It should be an interesting weekend of college football, and we will be back on Monday to break it down.